Thank you, everybody, for checking out our interview with Kyle Starks. It did run long, so we're going to split it in two, so you make sure you download the second part as well. I'd like to thank Kyle Starks for coming out. He was awesome. And for participating in the 10th anniversary sale at the comic book store, 30 North Main Street, Glassboro, New Jersey. And if you'd like what you hear from Mr. Starks, which you almost certainly will, here's where you can find him. He's at kylestarks.com. He's on Twitter at TheKyleStarks. He can be found on Tumblr at robotmountain.tumblr.com. And his Patreon is patreon.com/KyleStarks. All right, well, strap in and enjoy this interview.
All right, and welcome everybody to another episode of Capes and Scowls. And today we are interviewing the greatest writer slash artist slash human being, the Kyle Starks.
That's me. Ooh. I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be here, fellas.
I'm Tim.
I'm Joe.
Cliff.
I'm Leander.
I'm Kyle Starks.
Yes, you are.
The Kyle Starks.
The Kyle Starks.
Mm-hmm. Is that with two E's?
Seven well, there's E's. Two E's in it altogether. Kyle has an E and the has an E.
Mm-hmm. They're both capitalized?
No, neither's capitalized.
The artist formerly known as Kyle Starks?
Nope. Nope.
Just the Kyle
yep.
Starks.
I'm fully embracing it.
So, you guys, if you got this off iTunes, we're also capesandscowspodcast.com. We're on YouTube. We're on everything. Just find us. Do the work. Google it. Max, come over here, Max. Say hi, Max. Where are you, Max?
Where are you?
Hi, Max.
There it is.
Max is here from Superliminal Films. He's helping us out, and he is awesome. He's a big Kyle Starks fan, a big Sex Castle fan.
We can confirm all these things.
Yeah.
Come get a hug, buddy.
Aww. Oh, yeah.
Get that hug.
Yeah.
No, he didn't do it. Okay.
We can pretend it's radio.
Actually aww. Awkward now.
He's up in here. It's like soft. It's like the Pillsbury Doughboy.
It's going to be like a jetpack.
Oh, it feels so good. It's a tight hug. Firm in the right places. I love it. Bruce. You're a good hugger. You guys know Max. Get a hug.
Max, go hug that man.
He just did. It was radio.
It was fantastic.
God damn it. Come here, buddy. Come here.
It felt so right over here.
Yeah, it felt
right.
There it is.
Felt yummy. It was scrummy. It was a good hug.
It didn't live up to his description.
Mm-hmm. It seemed delicious. You did well.
That's the second time I've hugged someone on a podcast this year.
Really?
Yep. Oh. It's going to become my thing.
We're not the first.
And
I'm
there's still
upset.
3 months
it was It was Alexis Zirut who I hugged the last time.
Ah. But was that better than hugging Max?
Yeah, that's the question.
We were both standing up at the time. There's more belly to belly. It was a little bit more intimate.
He's a wrestling fan. He likes belly to belly. It makes sense.
My children. You get that belly-to-belly time.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, Cliff, start us off. Come on, Cliff.
What, I'm not sure what I'm starting off with here.
Well
where?
Questions.
What?
Ghost boy?
I just got something thrown at me.
There's a question from the studio audience.
There's a question from the studio audience that's on the floor.
All right.
So, I love that. That's fantastic.
So we have a studio audience today, and our question is written on a very fancy piece of paper here.
That's a dirty napkin.
Very dirty.
That's a very dirty napkin.
Actually, it's a cookie holder from Starbucks.
Oh.
Oh, all right. Well, that fixed it. That's good. It's like when you think it's a condom, but then it's a balloon. So it's better.
So our question from the audience, which we're joined by Rich, Lisa, Tom, and Olivia, who've all been on the podcast before.
Mm-hmm.
Would like to, you know, Kyle, to tell us about Kill Them All, and what are you working on next?
That was a really well-written question for an old cookie holder.
And it's written very fancy also.
Kickstarter, underlined, tell us about Kill Them All, what you're working on now, and...
I can't make out the rest of it either.
I got you in the waiting room. What does that mean?
Wow.
What got you into writing comics? Okay, these are all very...
Okay.
Boy, the studio audience really.
I mean, if you want to meet in the waiting room, we can.
Let me see. Because I'm gonna go down the list. All right, Kill Them All is my book that just ended on Kickstarter. It is about people killing other people. They kill all of them. It's so good. The Kickstarter is over, so thanks for backing me. And if you didn't, sorry. What are you working on next? Says the cookie wrapper. Well, I'm doing Rick and Morty forever. I'm currently working on a book about hobos fighting each other for Image called Rock Candy Mountain, which is going to be out next year. What got you into writing comics? Desperation. They wouldn't let me be a hooker. They said under no circumstances a sex. I'm sorry, sex worker. I'm sorry, guys.
Appropriate. Come on, it's 2016.
Right.
A sex employee.
The benefits weren't too good in that field.
They were like, "You don't got what it takes, son." They're like, "Even for the weird kinks, buddy, you don't even fill the weird kinks." And I was like, "Old lady, no, all right." I got into comics serendipitously. I did a couple of books, and people wanted to give me money to do it. So now I do it, and it's great. That's not a fantastic answer. I know. There's no, like, there wasn't a dog in danger or, like, yeah, you're with me. Like, there's no fires right. or there's right. not like, oh,
there's not an origin story that really happened.
There's no crossroads. I was at no crossroads.
So you didn't sell your soul?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I just, people were like, would you like to write this? And I said, yes. And they're like, we'll also pay you. And I said, cool. And that's what happened. And now I write comics. And I also draw them. People don't like to point that out. Man, you draw comics too? Mm-hmm.
Do you prefer writing and drawing the same book?
I mean, I kind of like with my, so Legend of Ricky Thunder was my first book, which was a wrestling book. I did on Kickstarter. Sex Castle, I did on Kickstarter. Then Image picked it up. Kill Them All, I just finished. In addition to those, I did one issue of Invader Zim, which I wrote. I did however many issues of Rick and Morty I've done. So mostly I've only done it by myself. And like kind of the great thing about that is I know the artist knows exactly what the writer is going to give them, and the writer knows exactly what to expect from the artist, and I can just kind of do it. So I like the I like how I don't have to really explain things to the artist when the artist is me. I suspect that he knows what I want.
Probably,
yeah.
You haven't run into that issue where you're not sure what you want from your other half?
Yeah, sometimes my handwriting's super bad, so every now and then it's just like, what does that say? Waiting room. And I'm like, I don't know that. I just go around it. So it's like, it's a little bit. So I guess like the answer is it's a lot easier to write for me because that was me, guys. That background noise was me goofing. It's a lot easier to write for me just because I don't have to explain. I don't have to describe things as much. It's less writing. Yeah. So I like both. I like them both a lot. I'm a better writer than I am an artist, I think. So that's what I do mostly.
Is there any property, any character that you just are dying to write?
I mean,
because you can draw everything really well, so.
I mean, like, look, there's a thing in discussion I don't think I can talk about.
Fair enough.
That I'm really excited about, which hopefully is going to be announced soon, and that's a property I did not know prior to this year I would have liked to have done. That's fucking obscure and boring. Can we curse? Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah,
no, oh, shit. We're pro cursing.
We prefer
shit. I cursed it. Okay.
Yeah.
I cursed it up. I dropped a cuss. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool. I don't know. I guess I'd have to, like, I don't know. Like, sure, RoboCop. I don't know. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, fucking Predator. I don't know. There's cool stuff. I could do a bunch of shit.
Have you ever thought about making one of those series where it's like characters you've created facing off against other characters?
Like other real characters? Do you mean like in Sex Castle when Sex Castle fights every 80s
action
star?
Like having Sex Castle fight the protagonist of Kill Them All.
Oh, no, I don't want to do that.
Would you ever think of doing
No, but I'm going to make a collectible card game called the Starksverse. No, I'm not going to do that either.
Oh, please do that.
maybe I will.
A deck builder?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. You got Shane Sex Castle. You win. That's it. That's a shitty card
you
to get.
You just win.
Yeah. You paid Kyle's bills.
He won.
You had the power of paying bills. That's a good power.
So what
That's
about-
my wife.
What about your kind of formal training? Do you have to go through formal training to be an artist / writer? And if you do, like, what was that like?
I'm going
to
tell you, that's an excellent question that did not come off of a napkin, number one.
That came off of his head.
I know, man. That's just like...
I like we started with a napkin.
Yeah, I thought that was nice.
Got that out of the way.
I know a lot of people in the industry that didn't do anything. I think like I went to art school. I was going to be a painter. I was a fine art major. I actually had a creative writing minor. So I sat through a ton of critiques because that's all that is. Mm. There's no tests. It's just people telling you suck and adjusting to that and, you know, trying to make those personal adjustments. So I think a lot of like I found like the people who, for example, didn't go to art school, there's always like it has to be perfect. Mm. And in art school, you learn like it's never going to be perfect. So you have to find out what the point is where it's acceptable with both the final product and yourself. So I think it helps. But, you know, I've ingested so much media. Just like I worked at a place that had movies. We're talking about that. I worked at a place that sold, that rented movies, had used books, sold baseball cards, comics, porn, and like used music. So I've just ingested free media, like, all this media.
Yeah.
So like, I feel like a lot of that is like, you know, if you go to college to write, they tell you read. Like, you need to read everything you can, because that's how you learn. One, you learn for yourself how to quantify things, like how to quantify what's good and what's bad, even if it's just you somehow make your opinion, like whether it's right or wrong in terms of factually, like this is good, this is bad. You teach yourself, like, these are the things I like.
Yeah.
And, you know, by reading a lot of different things, you see all the different ways you can put stuff together. So I don't know if you need to go to school, man, but like I felt like it helped me in terms of like how thick my skin is.
Yeah.
And I have a gigantic, massive ego, so it's pretty thin. So I feel like the people who didn't go, like, they must be real skittish.
Right. So you've built up some thick skin. So if someone gives you,
but it's still very, very thin, because again, my ego is gigantic. It's huge. It's like pushing.
I was wondering what the essence of I was feeling.
It's like
next
stretching
to you.
It. Like, it's thick, but it's, my ego is so big it stretched it. Like when you pull a condom and or balloon, depending on what the surprise will be, and it's just like it's thinner and thinner. That's like my ego. So I don't think you need to, but I think like there's just like anything else. Like, you learn, like, if art school, like, no one ever, when I went to art school, no one was like, well, this is how you should hold a brush. No one ever did that. But I saw, like, I drew naked people a lot. And, like, that's how you learn anatomy, is by actually doing it. So it's the same, like, if you, like, one of my friends has a doctorate in poetry from Virginia Tech. And when I went there, I was like, what should I do? Like, read everything, because that's how you learn. So it's the same thing, like, critiques are great, but you have to, like, ultimately, in all those things, you're teaching yourself based on whatever the influence is at the time. Did I answer that? Did I answer that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fantastic.
All right.
I've got a question related to that. You said you're like a fine arts major.
Mm-hmm,
How did you incorporate that into your style of, like,
where I am now?
Yeah.
I went the exact opposite direction. So.
Because it seems like a very like lo-fi.
Yeah.
Type of.
I rejected the premise of fine arts. I was a real stupid kid, and no one ever told me that there is no money in that, and here I am in comics today, so I guess I didn't learn that lesson. But I, you know, like, the year I would have graduated, I realized there is no financial benefit to being a painter, unless you get super lucky. So I got out of art. I quit all of it for a long time, and I just drank a ton. Like, I really picked up the art of getting the girls at, when the bar closed.
I mean, that is still
I got what you call a doctorate in that. Like, I did my 7 years in the field.
And then you had your residency.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I did my residency where I'm just like picking up like the most desperate girls at the end of the night. Yes, Kyle, you did it again. So I kind of went the opposite direction. And I would say from that point, like, you know, like, I read like Jason, who's a Swedish artist, he put a book called The Last Musketeer, which is amazing. And then I read all this stuff, and it's like, that was the point where I was like, you know what? I can do this. I can make comics. Like, if this equals a comic, like, I can do this. And it's great. Like, it's brilliant. Jason's brilliant. Jason's like the one guy I buy no matter what. It comes out no matter what. But that early stuff, like East Bank Gang and The Last Musketeer, all those things, they're so good. So he does it sort of a real, it's cartoony. And then like Scott C, who does like The Great Showdown, the watercolors. Like, there's a lot of things that sort of all came at once. And it's like, then I get into it. It's like, oh, well, I loved Evan Dorkin when I was younger. So there's like an Evan Dorkin thing I do too. And so I kind of went far away from fine arts. But like, I still, man, I love, like, I go to a museum every time I go to a city. Like, I love fine arts. But I went the exact opposite way. Like, back to low art in comics. Someone's like, low art, how dare you? You fucking elitist. I'm like, I'm doing it, you idiots. Like, it's my job.
So what is your process digitally doing the art?
Well, did you? I mean, I draw it, and then I draw it again, and then I hit a button, and some panels show up. It's real cool. Is that the question?
That's how you do it.
Basically,
yeah. I mean, that is a process.
Yeah, I mean, I use Manga Studio. I love Manga Studio. When I was doing Ricky Thunder, which was a comic I just did to like bucket list it to knock a comic off, like, I have to get out the piece of paper, which that's not like, I was so fucking exhausted getting a piece of paper. Oh my gosh. Oh, this piece of paper. You have to get a piece of paper, and then you got a ruler, and then you got to figure out your pen. And you're, zoop, zoop, here's a pencil with my ruler. Womp, womp, womp. And then here, let me get my ink pen, and womp, womp, womp. Here's my panels. And then now I got to erase those pencils because I got to scan it. Oh, I'm erasing. All right, now let's draw a boy. Here's a boy, and the boy's doing a boy thing, and how we're going to ink it. Okay, ink the boy. Now you got to erase all the lines. All right, I don't have to erase things anymore, which is the fucking shit. I don't have to scan things anymore, which is the fucking shit. And I can basically draw as many times as I want before I do like the final inking stage. So digital comics for me, on one hand, is like a huge bonus because like I like to work fast, and it helps me work fast because it skips all the stages I don't want to do. The downside is I don't have originals. Like, there's no original of anything for me to sell. And a lot of artists today, like a lot of current artists work digitally, but they'll print it out and then ink, like basically they'll draw it digitally, print it out, and then ink it. And it's like, oh, there you go. They have that page to sell, which is really smart. But again, I just want to get things done. I want to get things done. So it's like, one day I'll regret it. I'll regret that I don't have originals for anything.
When you're trying to open up that eBay shop.
Yep, yep. When I'm trying to make, you know, actual money.
Do you have like the stuff from your earlier like books still saved?
I have, oh yeah. And I have like, I did Ricky Thunder manual. I did it analog. So I have like a stack of like, you know, actual size. So they're like 5x8, like actual 5x8 pages that I drew. But I'm super glad not to do it anymore. I wish there was a way I'd be like, look, because like, oh, look, here's what it looks like. Like, here's all the different colors. And I print it out and people are like, oh, that seems just like an original. And I like, or I put it on a floppy or something. Floppy.
Hey, fellas. Hey, fellas.
It's 1993.
You put it on your hard disk, your disk drive. I don't know. It seems like maybe like now that we're in the digital future, like someone will figure out the way that you can have like digital originals. But
they'll just take your hard drive and then be like, can you
they'll steal my
this?
Computer.
God damn it.
They'll put it on one of those photograph, those like those digital photo albums, and it just like shows the original page. Like, look at this. I have the Kyle. I have Gil them all.
I mean, look at like Wu-Tang. They sold 2 CDs for $2 million.
Yeah. Okay. The Wu-Tang. What does that have to do with me?
It's just like it's not even like it's just like so they gave a guy CDs.
Yeah, they gave him like a USB drive. Yeah, different though.
Another question for you. So you talk about Sex Castles and some of the other books that you've written or you are going to write. Are those just original ideas? Like, how do you bounce them off of people? Like, what if they reject you? If you're like, oh, here's my idea for a sex castle. And your wife's like, no, that's stupid.
All right. First of all, my wife says, no, that's stupid to literally everything I've ever done. That's not my wife does not care.
Bar.
Yeah, she does not care. You know, my thing is and always has been that when you're doing a creative endeavor, you make it for yourself. Like, mm-hmm. Sex Castle was the book I wanted to read. Kill Them All at the time was the book I wanted to read. The book I'm doing right now, like, that's the book I want to read. That book's for me. And sort of the premise, like, I make the best book for myself, and I hope that there's somebody that has a similar taste. And if they don't, they don't. But the thing is, I want to be like, Ricky Thunder is rough. It's I can't look at it because it's drawn forever ago. But, like, I was telling Tim, like, I was like, this is like, that story's good. Like, the story stands up because at the time I was like, I'm going to tell the best story. So the story's great. The dialogue's great. It's just difficult to look at, which is, I think, is just the nature of progression. But that's what I think is always when you're going to make it, don't think, I've never thought, I wonder what the market needs right now. You know what I mean? Like, I wonder, what are the kids like? Do they like the cusses?
They love the cusses.
Filling it up with cusses. So many cusses.
Yeah.
What are the kids like today? Buckets? Let's put some buckets in it. I've never, like, you know what I mean? Like,
okay.
I don't.
Okay.
So my thing has always been, and interestingly, I have a couple people who I'll be like, look, here's the pages I have. And they're that group of people exists. One, they're my friends, but almost entirely how quick I know they will respond. You know, like I'm not saying to the people I feel like who would give me the best feedback.
Right.
I'm saying to the people who will give it me the quickest feedback.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Like, I can't sit for 2 days
true.
Waiting. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because again, the ego's so big.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And like, if someone doesn't respond with it, I'm gonna hate it. I have thrown away like 30 pages because no one responded quick enough. And as now that I'm more mature, I don't have these issues. Before, like, they don't like burn the fuck into the ground. So whenever you make something, always make it for yourself. I think that's like the most important thing because you'll always like it. You know what I mean? And you know what your tastes are. That's why my shit always has cursing and punches. And I wish it didn't because I'd love to sell something to a child, but. I don't sell anything to children. Children walk right by my table.
Hey, the parents have the money, not the children.
Yeah, but they don't give a shit because, like, oh, Sex Castle. I used to have sell a book called Butts. Spoilers. It's about butts. It's about butts. And so I had Butts and Sex Castle, and you'd see kids, like, walk up because, you know, bright colored table,
yeah.
And you'd see, and the parents just like, move along, move along, move along. Fuck, man. And then, you know, I have two daughters, and they're not reading any of that shit. And it was so funny. So my oldest daughter, this is a segue, a famous Kyle Stark segue. Like, so my book Sex Castle has been optioned, and when it happened, it was obviously like a big fucking deal, because I'm like getting off the phone to my agent and my wife, and I think maybe it was dinner time. I go, right, what's going on? Money, not enough money, cool. And I hang up the phone and I go to my, I say, they just bought, they're gonna make a Sex Castle movie. And my ear was like, Sex Castle movie. And I'm like, oh, she goes to a private Lutheran school. And you're just going to be like, that's what my daddy's doing. He's making a movie. It's called Sex Castle. Like, huzzah. So my wife, so I was working on the new one, which is my hobo book. And My wife's like, she's, because the Sex Castle thing's like a double-edged sword. One, it stands out, right? Like, it's like, what the fuck is that? It's called Sex Castle. But also, it's called Sex Castle. And that's a turnoff to some people. So she's like, you can't call the hobo book something. You can't call it something. I'm like, oh, no, I already got a name, wife. I already got a name. It's called Hobo Dick. It's not called Hobo Dick, though. It's not called that. But it's a good joke, right? Yes. Hobo Dick. In fact, Kill Them All, Kill Them All is originally going to be called Fist Burger. And someone was like, I don't think you want to be the guy with dumb names for everything. And I was like, I'm not so sure I don't want to be the guy with dumb names for everything.
That is great.
Yeah. You don't want to eat a fist burger. Get it? It's like a knuckle sandwich, but it's different.
So you have Sex Castles that could be a movie or is going to be a movie.
That's a knock on wood sound. I mean, it's in. They're writing the adaptation now, so.
Is that the book that you would have chosen?
Well, I mean, I have a very limited. I have like two books, so at the time, yeah, it's like it's either that or the wrestling book. Like that's all there was. Wow, so that, yes, I think Sex Castle is the best thing I've done. I Kill Them All just finished on Kickstarter. I think it's very, very good. Mm-hmm. I should be like, it's the best thing. Like I should be, every next thing is the best thing. But I'm real objective. I can tell you which kid is better than the other kid of my children. Objectively, I can tell you. But Sex Castle, you know, Sex Castle, the thing with Sex Castle is like all the pieces fell together. And when you write, if you're writing something that has any sort of complexity to it, is that a word?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Getting everything to go together is like the toughest part because there's like, oh man, I had that one thing. It's not important. Like the story's there, but I had that one extra thing that I wanted to kind of come back around and I just lost it. And like, Kill Them All, there's like things I wish I would have liked to have done more with. Just because of time, I didn't have the opportunity. It's like, I want to get the book done, and the book done's the most important thing. But it's like, oh, I wish this one thing was bigger, right? Sex Castle, I have no regrets. Everything is exactly what it's supposed to be. Everything locked together exactly the way I wanted it to. And I think that's really rare. And I think any creator would be the same thing. It's like, that's really, really... I feel like if Sex Castle is my Scott Pilgrim, you know, like, I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with that. Because Scott Pilgrim was like, everything about it comes together. And he did over 6 books, which is amazing. But... So Sex Castle is a thing. I think even if I did my next 2 books, I don't know about that. But I think Sex Castle is, to date, my best book. It's like a 10, and Kill Them All is like a 9.7. So they're all excellent. Give me money. Give me the money.
Have they contacted you about the adaptation at all? About, like, if they say, like, oh, is there something that you would do?
No. In fact, when I had my first phone call with all those guys, there was a point they were like, what do you envision your involvement with this? Which is to say, like, the film adaptation. Was that me? Yep. Answer, yes. Sorry, listeners. And they're like, how do you see your level of involvement? I'm like, what does that mean? And my agent was trying to be like, they want to know if you want to write this fucking thing or be in it. And I was like, oh, no, guys, just give me money. Just give me all that money.
So you're not starring as Sex Castle.
I will not be Sex Castle. I mean, if they want to bring me out, if they want to fly me out and give me money to, like, say, I don't think Sex Castle would wear those pants, I will gladly do that. But I think Hollywood doesn't want me, someone who doesn't live in Hollywood or know anything about films, have anything to do with their shit. And I think that's fair. I think that's great. And I found, like, look, I've had the conversation... And they came back to me, you know, because I think I've been like, well, you know, guys, I really feel like I should be art director on this. They'd be like, fuck this guy, fuck this book. But I was like, look, man, the way I see it is the book is my baby, and someone else wants to put it through college, motherfucking give me that money. That kid's going to get his fucking degree. That's what Kyle's talking about.
That kid's going to get his philosophy degree.
Oh, my God. Can't please. Me and art degree and philosophy degree. Ooh, boy. Boy, we'll have some real bright futures ahead of us.
So I guess you were really surprised when somebody called you and said, hey, they want to make your second book into a movie?
Yes. I mean, you know, look, here's the thing. I've been remarkably lucky out the gate. You know, I did that book as a Kickstarter just because I had a really good time with the first book. So I made another book. And then, you know, Matt Fraction read the book and he liked the book. And it's an image. But even before then, when we were talking, I think on the ride, like, you know, I was just goofing around on the internet. And a website happened to pick it up, and someone who worked for that website, which is Chris Sims, who I owe a blood debt to. Him and Matt Fraction, I owe blood debts to. One day, Chris Sims and Matt Fraction are going to be like, I think it's time we fuck the president up. And they're going to call, and they're going to be like, Starks, we're getting the president. And I'd be like, wife, I got to go. I'll be in jail or dead for the rest of my life. Or, you know, not, I won't be dead for the rest of my life, I guess. But you know, like, I got to go. Like, I owe those guys. They found my book. That didn't have to happen. It never had to happen. Matt Fraction never had to read my book and or like it. He got me Image Deal. The Image Deal got me Rick and Morty. The Image Deal beget another, like all of that beget another thing. It begets the movie. The movie hopefully happens and it turns into like, you know, a thing. And it's like, it's all based on just these little bits of fortune. So, you know, we were like, how do you break into comics? It's like, well, be good, you know, and then hopefully you get either you're good long enough that people are like, he's good. He's been doing it forever. Or you get lucky. And like I have, like just extremely lucky. I basically said, like, you know, I agreed with the Workaholics, like, I think 2 weeks after it came out, 2 weeks after it was on shelves, like, there was in process to be optioned. Like, that doesn't happen to anybody. Also, like, they're writing it. No one gets that far. Everything gets optioned now, but nothing makes it that far. So I'm just super lucky. I'm just lucky over and over. Like a fucking leprechaun. Like a little fucking Lucky Charms. Jumping around. Hey, boyos.
You found your pot of gold?
Ooh. Get that pot of gold. Come here. Don't take it. It's my special banshees.
So here's some... Give us some juicy stuff here. So...
Oh, no.
I know. Let's get ready for this. So I'm not going to go all the way down, but so who would you consider to be like some of your top writers or artists that you really like? And conversely, or at the same time, are there any, like, do you have rivals? Like, people who are, like, at your level?
I'm not going to answer that rival question. That's not going to happen. Everyone in the industry is beautiful, and we're all hardworking to reach the same goals. We're all endeavoring to make great entertainment for all you fine people who support us, and we're all equally amazing. Give me your money. You know, look, I think, I was out of comics for so long, and even when when I did Ricky Thunder, I wasn't reading comics. I read Jason because it was at the library, and I can't remember how that happened. I can't remember what the impetus was that I was like, oh, here's Jason. You know what I mean? Like, I don't remember how that happened, but it was like comics, man. So I was gone for comics for a long time, again, picking up them drunk hoes. And ladies of the night. I mean, not ladies of the night.
just ladies in the night.
We call them swamp donkeys where we come from. I don't know if you guys use swamp donkeys here in New Jersey. I feel like you should if you don't. I'm just throwing that. I don't know.
It sounds appropriate.
I'm going to bring that term back to Rowan University.
I was out for a while. And swamp donkeys, like, I didn't make that up. Swamp donkeys are the people who are making out in the corners of the bars when it's very late, and you can tell, like, they didn't know each other, or, like, they don't just love each other. They've just been drinking. All
right.
And you got to get that kissy night-night, kissy-kissy.
Sounds like the name of a book.
You're like, ooh. Yeah, it's the next one. By Kyle Stark, Swamp Donkeys.
Oh, is that the hobo one?
Swamp Donkeys. Yeah, Swamp Donkeys. No, what was the question? Oh, who do I like? Is that the question?
Yeah, okay.
So look, there's, you know, like I don't be like, oh, that Frank Quitely's real good. Like, no shit. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not gonna come here like, but like, when I came in, like, I sat next to Erica Henderson before she was in Unbeatable Squirrel Girl, Erica Henderson, and I was like, this girl, like, if there's any justice in the world, like, everyone's gonna be falling over this girl. There's a guy named Scott Kowalczyk, who did a book with Chris M and Chad Bowers called Downset Fight, which is like the best sports comic of all time. It's the best football comic. It's amazing. It's funny and it's smart and it's clever. And he also has done stuff with Jeff Parker and Scott. If he listens to podcasts, he'll be like, why don't you know my shit? But those two at the time, I was like, these two people are going to be falling over themselves. They're so good. And Erica obviously is there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Scott's, you know, who knows? I love Scott so much. He's so fucking good. If somebody's like doing a Marvel book, you could pick anybody. And it'd be someone who I know is not work, like it'd be Scott Kowalczyk. Like right now, he's so good. Brian Level's way good. And I just found his work recently. He's crazy good. It's like, I don't know how someone who's that good can just pop up. My real life for Chris Schweitzer, I think, is maybe the best living cartoonist. And that's not hyperbole. He's really good. He does Krogan's Adventure for Oni. But also just like follow him on Instagram and you'll see like he's amazing. And he's he taught at SCAD. So he's like a master. My friend Andy Hirsch is the third most famous Jim Davis. Which is a Garfield guy, but that guy's level of cartooning is like no one knows who these guys are, and they're so good. They're so good, and I feel like, you know, Eric is there, but all these other people are kind of like making their way. Trying to think of who else like I really like, because those guys like no one like those guys should have mad love, just like ridiculous amounts of love.
Yeah.
Andy Hirsch is doing a book he's doing science books for First Second. He's just a book called Dogs. Next month he has a book called Varmints come out. Mm-hmm. Okay. Varmints is a great kids book. Speaking of kids, I just read Poppy, which is by Matt Kent and Brian Hurt. Brian Hurt does Six Gun, and it was amazing. Like that's it came out from Dark Horse with zero fanfare. Did you guys even get it? Did you guys get Poppy?
Yeah.
Okay, it was like zero fanfare because Dark Horse, for whatever reason, I don't know what the deal was. I think there was some like miscommunication, like Dark Horse. It's so good. Poppy's so good. Like that book I read, I'm like, I got it because Brian Hurt knows Chris. Like it's this kind of like roundabout thing. And, you know, Matt Kent's Matt Kent. Like we all know Matt Kent, right? Matt Kent's super good. So like I kind of traded for it. And like this book is so amazing. Like this is an Eisner for kids book. That's how good this book is. And no one's talking about it. Wow. And Brian Hurt, like it's not even like six. And he, it's like this sort of cartoony watercolor. I mean, it's brilliant. Who else can I buy all my friends' stuff? I guess.
If there was somebody you could write with, we kind of talking a little bit like co-writers at the store earlier.
Is there somebody you should see my face right now? Co-write.
Yeah. Is there somebody you'd want to work with?
Co-writing?
Or just like in general?
Or like collaborate.
Literally all those people I just list. I mean, like those, I'd say, like, it's coincidental. But man, those guys, because like, Erica's my absolute best friend in comics. Like, I love Erica so much. I love her like a sister. Of course I'd love to work with Erica Henderson. Like, she's fucking Erica Henderson. But you know what? I feel like Andy and Chris are so good, and you want to elevate your friends. Like, I want that next, like, Sex Castle book to be that book I did with Chris Schweitzer or whatever. I just found Brian Lovell. He's actually, I think, working on some things with a friend of mine, Chad Bowers, who's a great writer. Like, Chad Bowers and Chris Sims co-wrote X-Men 92, and Chad's going to be doing, like, Youngblood. And, like, that dude's got the best. It's so funny because, like, I'm a guy who's like, I want to tell a story. And it's like, maybe the story is about, like, you know, like a fucking garbage man. You know what I mean? Like, I just want to tell these stories. And Chad Bowers has, like, these fucking superhero ideas. Like, he is superhero. Like, it's so weird to me, but he's like, that guy, I think him, he's going to be one of those guys, him and, like, Matt Rosenberg, who's another writer. I think those two guys are going to be huge. Like, I don't see how they don't unless something happens, like, within their personal lives. I just think they're super talented guys. I don't want to co-write with anybody. It's hard enough for me to do it, like, frankly. And it's, like, such a give and take. There's a lot of people. I mean, like, if someone – who's the guy? I don't know. Uesawa. It's Uesawa. Is he busy? I think he is. I think he's a genius, brilliant baby. Jack Kirby, is he dead? Oh, can I do Commandy with Jack Kirby? Can I answer? That's my answer.
That's a good answer. Yeah. So when Sex Castle is a successful movie – and they make the video game for it. What are we doing? Side-scrolling, 80s style?
Did you guys ever play Heavy Barrel?
Yeah.
You remember you could, like, twist the twisty boy, and then, like, and then, like, at some point, like, if you got all the pieces of the Heavy Barrel, like, you got the gun that just took up, like, half the screen. I would like it to be like that. Or, like, Gauntlet somehow.
There you go. So the overhead.
Like, ding, 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 ding. Let's open the door. Ding, 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 ding. Go through the door. Oh, no. Skeletons. Aye. Ding, ding, ding. Why is Sex Castle writing skeletons? I don't know. That's a better kill. Kill them all as Gauntlet. Kill them all as Gauntlet. Yeah. That makes more sense. There's three per tags. That makes more sense. The video game. I don't think that happens.
It's got to happen.
It's got to.
Whatever it is, I want it to be like what's the game they play? League of Legends? Dota. Okay. I want them to be playing it in like Toronto, so, like, on a huge stage.
Esports with like a $25 million purse.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Team Adidas is up at Sex Castle. They've been working on their pie corner techniques. Oh, he got him in the butt. I guess that's how it goes. I never watch that stuff. That's the dream. I just want them Funko Pops, baby. I just want Funko Pops. Because then like that's how you know you made it. Is if you got a Funko Pop. It's not like a t-shirt at Hot Topic. Who gives a shit? You got to get that Funko Pop.
That 3-inch figure.
Oh, I want that big head with an eye patch so bad.
And just one black dot as an eye.
Just one black dot. And he's got, I guess that's it. And he's just a dude without a shirt on. I've changed my mind about it. No, I want that Funko Pop. I want that Funko Pop.
They're just going to rip the heads off of all the Twilight Pops and put Sex Castle head
just
on.
Just put a little eye patch on that boy.
Make him a little tanner than take like the glitter a pasty off. Seattle boy.
He can keep the glitter on. I'm okay with that. He can be a little glittery.
Just call it the sweat variant.
Oh. Sweaty boy.
I was going to say one of those ladies of the night, the corner worker covered in glitter.
Ladies of the night, you mean sex employees?
Get it right.
Sex employees. Right. Is that right? I can't. I don't know.
Would he name
this darn PC culture.
Would he name his home the Sex Castle?
I've joked because my wife wants to buy a new house. It's like, well, once we get that movie money, we're going to buy a new house. And I'm putting fucking Sex Castle over the door. And like, that's goofed, man. And we're going to have some weirdo show up at the house every now and then. But like, Sex Castle bought that house. It's the Sex Castle. And I got my bedroom, I'm going to call the fuck hut. I'm going to put that over the door, too. Wife doesn't know about that yet. Don't tell my wife. I'm like, baby, are you tired? They're like, yeah. Is Grey's Anatomy over? Yeah. Okay. You want to go to the fur hood? Say again. I said, you want to go to bed? In the fuck hut. What was that? Nothing.
Oh, I'm so tired.
Is there any type of things that you won't write about in particular, like things that don't get you excited? So, for instance, we interviewed Dave Eversole at one point. He's a writer as well, and he just doesn't like doing team stuff. Like, he doesn't like to do things that a group of people come together.
Team stuff. I mean, team stuff's hard, man.
Yeah.
One of the things Sex Castle is one dude fighting. Spoilers. It's one dude fighting a bunch of other dudes. And when I was going to do Kill Them All, I wanted to do like a buddy cop thing, which is, you know, obviously at least two guys, three protagonists. That's hard, man. Like, if, you know, I do Rick and Morty, it's kind of an ensemble cast. It's definitely two guys are sort of the crux of it. It's better if you add a third person. But what, like, if someone's like, do you want to draw Teen Titans? That's like seven, or right. It's like seven dudes in 22 pages or 20, like, it's hard enough to do like 24 pages with one character. Rock Candy Mountain, which is my hobo book, is two guys. And I kind of like that because, you know, like the advantage of having two guys, and I did it different in Sex Castle, is that they can exposition in sort of a casual dialogue. Like, they can be like, you know, I'm hungry. Instead of being like, then he goes, like, wait, why is he going into McDonald's or whatever? Like, he must be hungry. It's like, you can have someone say, you know what I mean? Like, you can sort of clarify exposition a little bit better. Yeah. Team books are hard. I would not be super crazy about it. You know, I feel like, you know, like, presumably at some point I'll be doing superhero comics, and I don't really know how I feel about that. Because, like, to me, like, a really good action sequence involves, like, you know, a fucking gas truck and, like, a dude smoking a stogie. And then there's some punching. Like, when you add someone who can shoot lasers out of their eyes, the escalation's a little bit difficult for me. Because now they're like, there's a satellite falling or something. And it's like, no, I was just going to blow that gas truck up. And it was going to be cool. No, now there's like a nuclear man. So I don't know. I can't think of anything that I'd be like, oh, I definitely don't want. When I was younger, when I was working at that comic book store, I was like, man, I don't want to work on Captain America because fuck drawing that shield. Is that an answer? Like, fuck that shield, man.
No shield.
God, no one who, like, you, circles are hard. And then you got to figure a circle in three. That's tough, man. It's tough. I can't think of anything I wouldn't want to.
So would you rather do like a ground level hero then?
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
like,
I
more think, like your Daredevil.
Yeah, you're talking about Nomad,
right?
You're talking about Nomad, Jack Monroe Nomad. Yeah, like Wild Dog.
Oh wow, Wild Dog. Good.
Yeah,
pull.
I like that stuff, man. I feel like, you know, like, because like for me, the sort of like dramatic sort of choreography of a fight, like, that's what I think of, you know. And I don't. Maybe it's a lack of imagination on my part, because I'm sure you can do obviously way cooler things when someone can punch out the sun. Than just punch out like a dude. But it's also like, there's sort of the grain of salt. I like Earth sort of level stuff. I like the challenge of it. Because again, like, you know, like Chad Bowers, like, he has a brain for that. Right. These big superhero, like these big epic things. And like, you know, like, I love Hitchcock, right? Like, I love Wes Anderson. So like, if Michael Bay was like, let's do that. Like, I don't know what the fuck, like, what are we going to do? Like,
lens flare.
Yeah. Lens flare. Like, I guess, but it's like,
well, at least he'll blow up your truck.
He'll blow up that truck, but he'll blow it up weird, man. So, I don't know. Like, yeah, okay. Whatever.
So you're pretty open at this point.
Yeah, I don't have any. I mean, I would rather not write porn again. All right. That was rough. Yeah. It was rough.
I read your earlier works. I mean, I was excited.
Dick Balls. Mm-hmm. Super One Eye Power Man. butt stuff. Yeah, it was weird. Sexy boy castle. Yeah, that was a weird time. Just because I have kids, I don't want my kids to see that stuff. I wrote that underneath a pen name. It was just pen name. I didn't think it out very well.
So what about like friends and family? Like when they see like Sex Castles and stuff, like, is that like, hey, no, that's we know who he is and that's okay.
Well, you know, my mom is very, my mother, I love you. You're not listening to podcasts. You don't know what they are. You know, my mother is, she was born in 54. I'm bad at math. She's old. And she has like old friends and shit, you know? And she'd come over and she'd be like, Kyle. And I'd be like, yeah, mom. And she'd be like, Kyle, can I get some of your books for my friends? And I'd be like, no. Absolutely not. No, it's not going to happen. There's a sex scene in that book, mother, and they use cusses on every page. So she's like, I guess I'll go to the store. Yeah, fuck yeah. Go to the fucking store.
So you're not cool with your mom seeing the masturbation scenes that you draw?
I'm not cool with my mom seeing anything, anything I do. Like, you know, like, look, my kids are going to see it before my mother sees it. Mm. And, like, you know, Mommy Starks knows what's, her boy's got problems. She knows, like, she knows what's going on, but that's me. I'm just making noises all over the place. But, yeah, you know, my kids won't get to see it. We're like, I'm going to do a kid's book at some point, which will be fucking hilarious. Because just think about, like,
the author of Sex Castle.
Yeah, exactly, man. Like, all the people, like, my backers, like, my supporters on Kickstarter and people find, like, they're the best. I have the best fucking fans. That's not hyperbole. I have the best fucking fans. They've been with me since Ricky Thunder. And it's just growing. But, like, I have the same people who've been with me the whole time. I love them. And those people are cool. They get the Kyle Starks, brand. Like, there's a certain personality. Like, I act a certain way and I'm a fucking dingus or whatever. And, like, they get it. But at some point, I'm like, man, I really want to make a book for my children, because every book I make is like, you know, this book's for me. This book's like, they're all for me, but it's like, I really want to do this thing that I can show it to my kids. And, you know, I can kill them all. Like, kill them all is like, I have a strong female character because I have two daughters. And if I die, at least there's one thing. And they're like, oh, well, cool. You know, like dad liked women to kick ass. I'm like, fuck yes. Get a sword, bitch. Like, Adeline Jamma, if you're in the future, get a sword. Save yourself. It. Fuck men. Not no. Don't have sex with them. Don't do that. I mean, do it if you want to, but be safe.
Keep the sword by.
Yeah, keep the sword nearby.
Never lose a sword. Never lose a sword.
Yeah. So, like, I really want to do a kids book. One, because I really want to do a kids book, because I'm not endeavoring to be like the guy who uses a lot of cusses all the fucking and has like hyper violence all the time. Mm-hmm. I want to tell a bunch of different stories. I don't want to just be the action story guy. But that's my genre, right? Like, that's the language I speak best. But, you know, I'm doing sci-fi comedy for Rick and Morty, and I'm doing this sort of rural, you know, hobo thing. So I really want to do a kid's book. I want to do one really bad. It keeps getting pushed back. So my kids will be, like, 45 when it comes out. So I'll give it to my grandkids, I guess. And they'll be like, Grandpa's fucking weird, right?
And like, they'll still be, like, 18 at the time. Like,
what's that? Who will?
Your
the kids?
Grandkids.
Yeah, they'll be, yeah, exactly.
They'll still be like, what? Doesn't maybe know what's that the, I'm a teenager?
What's the math on that? Because I'm really bad at math. If they're 18 and I'm dead. I'd be dead. I'd be dead then.
Just dead.
Yeah. Dead. So I'd really, I'd really like to do something for my, like, for my daughters to read now, but it keeps getting pushed back. But at some point, like, it's like, well, I'm selling my kids' book. Like, look at my table. It's like Sex Castle, Kill Them All, Rick and Morty, Hobo Dick, fucking Sexy Boy Castle, and then, like, my kids' book. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to be a weird sell at conventions. At conventions, yeah. It'll be a weird sell. Hey, see, the red section is okay for kids. Everything else is for the grown-ups.
It's just going to be one book wide.
Yep, exactly. And I'll have
it's
to, like, color-code it.
It's the far corner of the table. Mm-hmm.
Over here, kids. Over here. Give me your money. Kids, how much money do you have?
That's how much the book costs.
No money? Where's your parents at? Oh, they're away? They're looking at the dirty books. Whatever I can sell, that's money in the pocket. How did I get to talk about my kids?
They're good kids. Why not talk about them?
Yeah, all right. They're all right.
I hear you. I have kids.
They're kids.
They're whatever.
I love them so... Me and all children are great, and they all they're all equally amazing, and they're all, I don't know.
Except for the one that's better than the other
whatever
one.
Whatever shtick I did earlier. Right. One is definitely better than the other one, and that's for me. Right? And whichever one of them figures it out, they know where the map to my treasure is. You've known all along. What if this is like, I fucking die, and this is like what my kids have?
Now we're sad.
But then now they'll be like, where's that treasure map?
One of them knows.
Well,
she'll be on an adventure. It'll be fun.
Mm-hmm. And we'll be making money off of this, by the way.
Take the other one with swords. Yeah, cash in.
If you've taught us nothing else, it's to cash. Yeah. Get the money.
Please, hustle. Get that paper. Get that paper, boys. Under all, you got to hustle. Get that paper. Girls, don't be the swamp donkeys. Please, girls.
To your daughter again?
Girls, please. I'm worried now. I just want them to know how much I love them. And please learn Krav Maga. And never trust a man.
And get that sword.
In that paper. Get that sword in that paper and the Krav Maga and find the treasure map. Seek the treasure. That got weird.
Sounds about right.
But don't get the paper from the man for the swamp donkey.
Yeah, don't.
The swamp donkey shouldn't even be involved.
Don't do it.
I can't wait to go to the bar later.
Have a little self-respect.
And just look and be like, oh, look, those are all the swamp donkeys he was talking about.
Love yourself, my daughters. We should all love ourselves. Not masturbation. I mean, do that, too. Do that. Because there's nothing unhealthy about that. But I mean, also emotionally love ourselves.
Is that a tear?
I was actually I almost burped. That's funny that's like I almost is he gonna cry? No, I almost burped. That's how you know I'm a sociopath. Like that's how you can tell. He won't stop making eye contact with me, which is weird. And instead of crying, he burps. I don't know what that means. That noise is coffee.
Coffee is delicious.
Yep,
you need it. Is there a genre that you want to try?
Kids books. Besides kids books,
like romance, like noir. Is there?
Well, you know, Kill Them All was my attempt at romance, and it's not really romantic. But I wanted to do like what would be my interpretation. A book I'll be doing in the future is how do I describe this to the layperson? It's
that's our whole viewership, listenership.
It's Dr. J versus Dracula. I'm pretty stoked about that. That's gonna be a good one.
All right.
And that's your Romeo and Juliet, right?
Kill Them All is my Romeo and Juliet. My Romeo and Juliet's called Kill Them All.
Is that your Titus Andronicus then?
Hey man, look, let's not be the smart boy at the table, okay? No one needs that. Dial it down. I kind of want to do everything. You know, I really want to do a mystery, like a real pure like mystery story. Basically, the way whatever my wife is watching all the time that I fucking hate. So like I kind of just want to make like mysteries and like medical procedural shows where dudes kiss a lot. You know what I mean? Like I don't want to. And also, what's great is that I don't want to do any medical research whatsoever, and I just want to make that show or make that book and be like, yeah, it's just like. I call it Kyle's Anatomy or whatever the fuck I call it. I don't know what I call it. But like whatever my wife is watching is like always what I want to do. For the moment, I mean, obviously doing action things, but it's like, man, I really want to fuck up a mystery so bad. I want to Kyle Starks a mystery because these shows are bad. It'll just be like Columbo with masturbation is what it'll be. So.
What a horrible visual that was.
Squinting twice. He's got two out of three eyes squinting. You know what I'm talking about. Talking about that ding-dong. Mm-hmm. Yep, all right, just making sure.
We know.
What about like a giant kaiju-style battle?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, it kind of goes back to, like, what I was saying earlier with superhero stuff. I don't know if I think big enough. But that being said, let me do the math. I'm an issue 23 of Rick and Morty, which would be out... in February, has a kaiju fight in it. Or not a kaiju, but it has like big Japanese robot fight in it.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm sold.
Yeah. Mm.
Yep.
So, I do it. That's a great thing. Like Rick and Morty, like kind of the great thing is like you can kind of do tropes. Like, so I'm writing 24 now. 24 is basically a haunted house. It's Rick and Morty do Event Horizon. so it's great. Like, Rick and Morty is sort of open to these sort of, like, I can sort of do these trope gameplay stuff.
Is that how you're just like slowly exploring different genres by maybe taking like one issue?
So my issue 20, which comes out at the end of November, I draw it and write it. I mean, they're all mine, but along with CJ Cannon, who's a wonderful artist, and Mark Ellerby and Ari Yarwood at Oni, and whoever's coloring it at the time, whatever. They're all great. It's the best. It's like a great creative stuff, but I'm doing 20, and 20 is, I was like, because I'm drawing it, it's like, what if Rick and Morty did Teen Wolf? And so that's what it is, and I'm stoked. There's lots of basketball, and I'm so like that's kind of the great thing is like I can do like these other sort of genre things.
Was your that your choice for basketball for the sport that he would play?
I'm a basketball boy. Yeah. I'm a basketball boy. Again, Dr. J versus Dracula. Like, I have a basketball thing going on.
I didn't get that reference, so yeah. I kind of just smiled.
Oh, Dr. Julius Erving.
He's a Philly icon.
Pro wrestling and skateboarding.
Yeah.
So,
Dr. J, yeah, one of the greats of all time. Mm-hmm. Could dunk from the free throw line.
Yeah,
he did it first.
It's a thing.
Anyway.
So you have a Thanks for checking it out, and go on now and download part 2.